This is really. Are you saying that you're against the proposal at all, or you want to reduce the amount of time allocated to this discussion?
I'm really concerned about mandating time to that this board mandate time that a station do stuff. I'm really concerned. I don't think that's our role. We're not the national program director.
This is Rob Robinson. Didn't the settlement agreement indicate that the time was going to be set aside?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
members
it did.
The signal area to discuss these matters since they've been blacked out for so long.
That's correct. Yes, the settlement agreement does speak to that. I should add, though, that I do think that Janice raises a very important point, that while there are many critical issues that we need to take hold of in terms of getting the Pacifica Foundation back on track, that we have to be careful that we not enter into certain areas that are really not our purview. And I think that we can mandate, we can strongly encourage, whatever the language is, that such programs be on the air. But I think designating specific amounts of times or frequency of shows or things like that is really crossing a line that we need to be careful not to cross. That's really not in our purview.
This is Carol Spooner.
Yeah, Carol.
I think 2 hours three times a week is overreaching on the part of this board. But I do believe that our listeners around the country have been very puzzled and confused.
Yes.
And are very much in need of accurate, even-handed, fair explanation and discussion of the issues. So I believe we are committed under our settlement agreement to do that, to inform the listeners. So I would suggest something less radical, such as a specific program recommended once a week for an hour, with call-ins and with a national board member from that station area and someone else to discuss the settlement, explain it, and take questions. That there be balanced points of view.
This is Jabbar again.
Yes.
I think we just really need to just acknowledge the reality of what is currently in place. If we as a board do not mandate a specific forum for this discussion to be put forward to the listeners, it will not be done. It will not be done in Washington. And we need to be clear that
it's not act. That's just totally not accurate.
And we need to be clear that when we say that, we need to be clear that when we do this, that this time period will be a time period within prime time, not at 3 a.m. in the morning, but at a time that is conducive to a significant majority of the people.
I call the question.
Whether it be in the morning or the evening.
I call the question.
Does WPFW have a report to the listener?
Excuse me?
Does WPFW have periodic reports to the listener?
No.
The question has been called.
WPFW has no...
The question has been called. So what that means is that we will take a roll call vote to see if people are ready to take a vote on the motion. Okay, we're not voting on the motion yet. We're calling the question. That is, we're determining whether or not we are ready to take a vote or people... If you vote to call the question, that means we go to the vote immediately. If you vote against calling the question, it means that there's time for more discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, this is on calling the question. Teresa?
I am against.
Okay. Marion? Marion Barry? I think maybe isn't on the call. Pete Branson?
Against.
Janice?
No.
James Ferguson?
Yeah, I'm for calling the question.
Okay, Dave Furtzig?
No, I'm not clear on where we stand yet.
Okay, Barney Goodman?
No.
Dick Gregory?
I'm not clear on where we stand either.
So you don't want to call the question yet?
No.
Wendell Johns? Not on call. Ray LaForest?
No.
Bert Lee?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Rob?
No.
No. Okay. Cal Spooner?
No.
Jabari Zakia?
No.
And myself, no. So the question has not been called. What I would like to ask, though, because this has been a long call, If we could just take a few more brief comments from people and then move to the vote on the actual motion. I believe Ray was trying to say something before.
Yes, I agree with Jabari. I think that should not only should be mandated, that it should be done in a specific way, so that for whatever reason, whatever the reason would be not to follow this mandate, that we can guarantee that a minimum of work is done. In New York, for example, I know of many people who have been turned off by the process, have stopped listening. These people need to get be put back into the process. I, however, think that that we do need more. Maybe we can have specials, but that 1 hour would not be enough to exhaust this topic. And
1 hour once a week or 1 hour total?
1 hour once a week would not be enough.
Are there other comments that people want to make?
This is Teresa Allen.
Yes.
I agree that 1 hour a week is not enough. And I would like to say maybe we could ask that the program, program staff member could not enforce this, but help facilitate this in the spirit of how we are asking this be enacted. Maybe we don't have to say this is, you know, we want 2 hours and we want it in drive time or whatever, but we could ask that the program staff member kind of monitor this and help set this up.
Leslie, my hand is up.
Yes, actually I was going to call on you, David, as the maker of the motion. Do you have some language you want to offer on this? Or?
Well, I'd like to note, first of all, I'm not hearing anyone speak against it, which is somewhat curious in any event. When I initially proposed this, some of you and others with whom I spoke, I know that I initially proposed a segment 2 or 3 times a week, once during the morning drive time, once in the evening, allowing, you know, a certain, you know, one person from each, quote, side, unquote, with a segment for call-in and questions and so forth. And that was, I believe, deemed by many to be too cumbersome and too instructive in the specific. So that's why it turned into encouraging and now ordering in conjunction with the lab. If the sense is, I want to get this thing passed. We've got to get this discussion happening on the air in a respectful and fair but open way. I want to know what would work. If I were to propose, for example, that we do order that the station, in conjunction with the lab, do a show involving at least one national board member in each signal area, at least a total of, you know, X hours per week during drive time or something like that, what would work? I don't want to get in there and do programming. I want to ensure that it's not misused and cast off into the wee hours, so I don't want to put anybody in a straitjacket. So I guess what I would propose for the purpose of discussion relative to an amendment would be that the amendment might be that each station, in conjunction with the national board members of that area and the local advisory board, develop between 1 and 3 hours of programming during drive times each week to fulfill this
motion.
So
if I hear you correctly, David, you're suggesting that the language be modified to read that, I think this is the second to the last paragraph, further, that the Interim Pacifica National Board mandates that each station, in conjunction with their local advisory boards, initiate, what was the number of hours you said, 3 hours, 2 hours?
Initiate 3 hours of programming per week.
3 hours of programming per week.
During drive time.
Mr. Furtick, did you say both a local board member and the lab?
I was going to say, in conjunction with the local advisory boards and the signal area national board reps.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a question. This does mean, though, that the gag rule is lifted, correct?
Yes.
So any show where people call in and ask questions, it wouldn't have to be within this 3 hour period you're talking about. All shows are mandated to discuss it when it's raised.
The thrust of the motion does provide that people can talk about it, but if there is perceived abuse, that we'd be able to address it, because there are people on both sides of the controversy that may or may not decide to try to push a political point on the air. And, you know, we want to make sure there's not personal insults or irresponsible conduct, but responsible, fair, and what I would like to say, Pacifican discussion on the air about these controversies and the policies and principles of this foundation.
Let me just review, as I understand it, the key elements of this proposal. We would be lifting the gag rule, which means, again, that nobody would face the threat of being taken off the air or losing a show should they address these issues. Issues concerning the settlement, etc. That we would also, though, have a system in place that should somebody abuse the airwaves, that a station manager or the executive director or a member of this board could bring basically a complaint to the executive director, and that if the executive director, if there was still controversy about the decision of the executive director, that we would have a committee of this board, a kind of programmer review committee, I think was the exact language, where there'd have to be a 3 out of 4 vote to agree that somebody was abusing the air or not. Further, that we are would be mandating that each station, in conjunction with the LABs and with the with a representative from that area, from the listening area who's on the national board, would develop 3 hours of 3 hours per week during prime time, during drive time, on a discussion of the settlement agreement. And further, that there would be information on the websites that would include the actual settlement agreement and links to other places where people could have more discussion about the issues.
Point of inquiry.
Yes.
This is Ferguson.
Yes.
Could you explain that censorship board for me?
Well, not a censorship board, Jim. It's a programmer review committee. It would be hopefully, you know, two people from what would be perceived to be opposite sides of the controversies. But in any event, that it would be merely there to say, look, did this person overstep the bounds of decency and make personal insults and offensive remarks or abuse the air, as it were, in a manner that was inconsistent with the principles of Pacifica in terms of fair and open, honest discussion? Or were they merely expressing an opinion? And it might piss somebody off, but was it really offensive? And I think that for now, at least the next week or two or three, we gotta get the discussion going, and this would just be a stopgap to ensure that people are somewhat constrained so that they do not abuse the air from either side.
Okay. So the reason why I ask the question is because it seems to me that there was a reason why the gag rule was put in place in the first place, and I haven't heard any reason why it was put in place, and now something has happened that where people now want to remove it.
If I might, the gag rule has been recently called the gag rule in the last year or two. Previously, there was something referred to as the dirty laundry rule,
mm-hmm.
where clearly it's inappropriate to raise personal or personnel matters, things like that. But what was recently implemented relative to the gag rule were discussions even concerning the policies, principles, and practices of the foundation. And that is clearly beyond the pale of what the dirty laundry rule is intended to protect against.
That's incorrect. I'm telling you, that's just totally incorrect.
Who is this?
Yes, who?
It's Bert from Lee.
Hey, that's Bert.
I thought you had gone.
I thought you'd gone. Why in the hell don't you hang up?
Oh.
Where's your breath of here?
Okay, so James, did David answer your question?
Well, the history, I understand.
Are we ever going to vote on this or not?
That's what I'd like to get to. I just want to make sure that James has his question answered.
I just need clarity because there was a gag rule. I don't know how long it's been in place. Could somebody give me that answer?
This is Carol Spooner.
Yes, Carol.
I've lost somebody.
This is Carol Spooner. I think from the very beginnings of Pacifica,
there was a question asked, Carol, before you interrupted.
That's what I was trying to ask.
How long the gag rule has been? Will someone provide that
information?
That's what
Carol is answering the question.
Yes.
She does not answer. She's talking about since the beginning. The gag rule.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Mr. Ferguson, from the very beginnings of Pacifica, it's been discouraged that people engage in abusive ad hominem attacks or rivalries for airtime, disputes with other personnel about production matters, that kind of thing on the air. I think that's a good rule, and it was Historically, colloquially known as the dirty laundry rule.
Okay, so that rule is the rule that we're planning to remove?
No. The gag rule is a different, as it's commonly been called, has for the last, I think since about 1995, been a rule that said if you discussed changes in direction of Pacifica, the controversies regarding eliminating political programming and going to different kinds of formats, the philosophy behind the changes, and more recently the litigation concerning Pacifica and the issues raised there, that if people mentioned that on the air in most of the stations, if not all, they were frequently suspended or removed from the air or fired.
Or if people called in from the public and asked on air what happened to show X,
yeah,
they would not get a polite response.
Right, and so what we're suggesting here is that listeners need to know this information. They're the people who give us the money and support our foundation and our work, and they are deeply concerned and interested in what our policies are and where we're going. And the discussion of those things on the air is appropriate and a nonprofit organization such as ours. So we would like to lift the gag rule as to discussion of those matters in a careful way, so that if anybody crosses the line and starts making ad hominem attacks on people or inappropriate racist, sexist, or abusive language or things like that, then a complaint would be brought either by the station manager or the executive director, and the person could be reviewed by this review committee, and if 3 out of 4 thought they did abuse the air, then they're off the air.
Okay, so that would be the sanction for someone?
Yeah, if they crossed the line and started using abusive, offensive language inappropriate to, let's say, vigorous debate, then they would be...
They could continue on air, though, while this review is going on, right?
I don't believe that's the intent here.
Well, why would we say that, then?
I don't know.
The actual language asks that the review committee would be people available by phone so that a decision could be made immediately. But this would not be a process that drags out.
And I contemplated in drafting this. This is Dave Furtick again. In drafting this, I contemplated the reality. The simple logistics is such that a person might well complete whatever show or whatever they're doing by the time it came before the review committee. Thus, the sanction would be removal from the air. They might be barred subsequently. But I have before me a copy of a memo written by Mark Shub on February 28, 1996, which says that even event announcements, even if the offense is, the so-called offense is by a guest or a caller, they have to cut off the caller, and that this is, quote, one of the few rules we have at KPFK that will absolutely lead to permanently being removed from the station. That's just simply so over the top, and we need to address it.
So I would like to, just because it is getting late,
yeah.
I'm just wondering if people are prepared to take a vote on this question.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I add something quickly? I just think that the removal should be the ultimate step, so that there will be action... corrective actions taken, or punitive, whatever, up to including removal. That would not be the only remedy available.
Right, okay.
I will accept that as a friendly amendment as well.
Okay.
Who's
asking?
This is Joanne. I have a quick question for you, because I'm trying to get some clarity here. Are you saying that individual programmers can bring their complaint before the executive director and then the committee?
No, I think the way it was proposed is that the station manager or you as the acting executive director or somebody from this board can bring the complaint.
Would anybody actually talk with the programmer before the complaint is lodged, or what?
Of course. One would hope they would.
Yeah, and then Jay Ferg again, that once a programmer is found to or is alleged to have had a problem, it should first go to, in this case, Joanne, because she supervises the station managers, and we should go through the chain of command.
That's fine.
But if the executive director's decision is not satisfactory to one side or the other, it may be appealed to this group of 4 national board members.
Okay, well, that was my question, David, actually. Because I'm not clear if you're talking about just lifting the gag rule, number one, or number two, having an addendum to the Pacifica Employee Handbook, because under complaint resolution and procedures, programming decisions are not grievable. So that's a two-part situation here. You're now talking about not only the GMs or the interim executive director coming before this board with this complaint, but programmers have the ability to do that too.
Yeah, that's
and you
the
have
intent.
A handbook. And you have a handbook, a policy handbook, that all your employees have that you're now saying you're going to...
No. It says that when a station manager, executive director, or a national board member asserts that a program is abusing the air...
Abusing in what way?
Well, abusing the air in the context of, again, airing truly dirty laundry in terms of personal invective, personal attacks, discussing personnel matters that are otherwise confidential, as distinct from talking about events, talking about policies and practices of the station as a whole, which conversation has been literally and expressly barred from the stations for years now.
Okay, but that is like the question I guess I'm trying to have here is, if I'm a programmer and I feel as if maybe my complaint has been presented to the board, I then have the right to go before the board.
May I try to clarify?
Because
yes. You keep saying the same thing. What happens is if a programmer is on the air, abusing the air rather than respectfully discussing the issues, the station manager can, what he might have been able to do in the past was suspend or fire the person. He can still do that, provided that the employee can come to you and say, I wasn't abusing the air. And I was just exercising my rights now that we've lifted the gag rule. And if you say, you're right, you didn't abuse the air, you were within the parameters of fair discussion here, then your ruling holds unless the station manager wants to come to this committee. And vice versa. If you say, yes, you were abusing the air, and the employee would then have the opportunity to come to this review committee. And if 3 out of 4 of us said he was abusing the air, he'd be off. That's what it would take.
Okay, then I have the same question again. Are you just lifting the gag rule?
Yeah.
Are you also making an addendum to the Pacific Employee Handbook under
yes.
Complaint Resolution and Procedures that
yes.
says
yes.
program decisions are not grievable? Because then that needs to be noted. So noted so that every employee has that.
Right.
Yes, I believe we are doing that, Joanne.
If it passes.
Yes, of course. If it passes, that would be the
effect.
Leslie?
Yeah.
James Ferguson. Right?
Yeah, let's hear from James, and then I would really like to call the question on this and take a vote.
Okay.
That's okay. James, yeah.
Whenever it's convenient to others.
While I understand that everybody wants to move forward in this, I'm not sure we understand fully the positions of the station managers and other folks in this argument, because... what I'm hearing is just from one side. And tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, if I could answer that. I've made...
Are you a station manager? Is the station manager answering it now?
No, he's not, but he would like to answer,
David. Member of the local advisory...
Well, are we going to call the question? I mean, whenever it's convenient,
okay.
He's saying, are we going to vote on it or not?
I think that we could vote on this question.
I beg your pardon?
I think you're right. We can vote on this question.
Let's vote on it, then.
Discussion. So, I would like
to... Leslie, may I have clarification on Mr. LaForest amendment to this?
Which was? What's your question, Marion?
Well, my... hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
My amendment was simply that removal would not be the only option, that it would depend on the severity, that corrective step would be taken up to and including removal.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
So the modification is that they are sanctioned up to and including being taken off the air
right.
until the conclusion of the first in-person meeting.
Okay, so the motion is modified accordingly.
Okay,
so we're going to call question now. All those in favor, and again, we're going to do this as we have with everything else. I'm going to read everyone's name. All those, we'll start with Teresa Allen. If you're in favor of the motion, say yes. Opposed, say no. Teresa?
The motion is...
Lift the gag rule, set up this review process, or, you know, this...
Yes, I'm for the motion.
Okay. Marion Barry?
No.
Pete Branson?
Yes.
Janice K. Bryan?
Yes.
James Ferguson.
No.
David Furtick.
I'll support this one.
Barney Goodman.
No.
Dick Gregory.
No.
Wendell Johns, who is not on the call. Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Bert Lee.
No.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Cal Spooner.
Yes.
Jabari Sakia.
Yes.
And myself, Leslie, yes. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes.
I don't get a balanced majority. Either.
I think we have
a majority.
We have a 2/3 majority.
Who's 2/3?
It's 2/3. 9 out of 14.
No. Yes.
9 out of 14.
No.
That's a majority. That's 2/3.
It's not true. 9.5.
That's 2/3.
Dude, 66% of 14 is not 9.
Yeah, I
think that's actually right. I think that...
It's not 9. That's right. I know better than that.
It goes up, not down.
That's right. It's not 9.
Right.
9 out of 14.
It
fails. Yeah, you're right. So this
Thank
goes
you.
To
I'm
the
my,
judge.
Right.
That's
so this
right.
goes to the judge also.
Absolutely. Thank you all.
Okay. Again, though, let me ask before we send this off to the judge, does anybody who voted no want to change their mind?
No, you can't, dude.
Yes,
so,
I can.
No,
yes,
stop
can.
It.
Already. Let's move on.
I can just ask if anybody
over.
Wants to change
Vote's
their
over.
Mind.
Vote's over.
The over. If they wanted to change, they would have voted that way to begin with.
Okay,
let's move on.
One more agenda item.
Let's move on.
One more item. We're moving on.
All
right.
Make a quick point. I will just
let's move on.
Let's just
move on. Let's move on.
Bert,
call for order, please.
That's what
Bert,
I'm saying.
Bert,
either we're moving on or not.
Bert, I
on?
Am moving on, Bert. If you let me,
tell
the
me
next
to be
agenda
quiet.
Item.
Shut up yourself, whoever that is.
The next
please,
agenda item, the next and final agenda item, is a proposal that I think Carol Spooner wants to bring forth on the. Status of the litigation attorneys. What I would like to suggest, if this is okay with people, since this meeting has been very long, is that we take, instead of just everybody who wants to speak on it, that we try a system of taking 2 speakers for and 2 against. 1 for, 1 against, 1 for, 1 against, and then see if we're ready to call the question.
What is the need to have this vote? Why can we not table this until we get together in our first face-to-face?
Well, let's hear what Carol has to say. She has to bring this up. So,
here's
Carol.
The motion.
Here's the motion. It's a resolution regarding termination of employment of law firms. Whereas the law firms of Williams and Connolly and Fulbright and Jaworski were retained to represent the foundation and certain of its past and current directors in 3 consolidated legal actions in the Alameda County Superior Court in California concerning the foundation bylaws and past actions of some directors, and whereas a settlement agreement has been entered into resolving those lawsuits, therefore be it now resolved that the legal services of Williams and Connolly and Fulbright and Jaworski are hereby terminated concerning this litigation and any and all other matters. The executive director is instructed to inform both law firms that they are authorized to perform no further work on behalf of the foundation, except as may be minimally necessary for the filing of the stipulated judgment required under the settlement agreement, and that any work that may be requested by any director or any other party shall not be at the expense of the Pacifica Foundation. The Pacifica Foundation shall remain neutral as to any controversies that may arise among the interim directors concerning the enforcement of the settlement agreement or court oversight of the agreement, and may retain other legal counsel without conflicts of interest to advise the foundation as to those matters if needed. What this would do would just make certain that there are no further bills being submitted to the foundation from Williams and Connolly that are not on behalf of the interests of the foundation, but might be on behalf of one side or another. The foundation's neutral, and we're not going to pay any more attorney's fees that way.
So, okay. Do we have a speaker against the motion?
Yes, Bertram Lee. I'm opposed. I think that they have been involved with us to this point. They are the ones that have the most information. This is still before the court, and I think it would be ludicrous for us to try to fire them at this particular time until we are able to deal with some of the other matters that have come out of this.
Do I hear another speaker for the motion?
This is Teresa Allen.
Yes.
I think it's kind of scary that the attorneys might have more information than the parties involved. I don't think that's healthy. It's just like with the public relations firm that had more information than us.
What point are you making, Teresa?
Yeah, what is the point?
The point is that I want to terminate the attorneys, and I want to stop paying for them.
Okay, and another speaker against the motion? Okay, can we move to a vote?
Could we hear if there's another one for?
No.
No. I had suggested one for, one against, one for, one against, and we've...
Oh, did I get my opportunity against the motion?
Yeah, that's what I just called for. Was there any other speaker against the motion?
Yeah, I'm
who's
against,
this?
This is James Ferguson. Yeah, I'm against the motion. I concur that there are issues still before the court, that the attorneys still will have to address, and I don't feel like that we should terminate their agreement at this time.
I'll speak for the motion.
Well, wait a minute.
Carol, when you made Bert, I got this.
Then we were going to vote on the motion.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Bert.
No,
Carol, when you made the motion, you also motivated it and explained it. So I think that
I think it's clear.
Unless somebody has any question about the wording of the motion, I think we should move ahead to the vote.
I have a question. I'm worrying about it.
Does that mean that anything coming out of the settlement that they had to go to court for, such as what happened about the Houston lab, they can do it or can't do it?
No, it would mean...
May I answer?
I'm sorry, yes, Carol.
It means that the foundation is neutral. The foundation takes no legal stance on these things, and that these disputes are between parties, and the foundation is not going to pay attorneys to resolve those disputes. So if you and I disagree about what the meaning of this settlement agreement is, you and I pay our attorneys. The Pacifica Foundation does not.
What happened if five of us who are part of the majority feel that the other members of the board have violated the settlement? Why can't we get out the present attorneys to go to court to do something about it without having to pay ourselves?
No,
because I have to pay myself.
Right.
No, you are plaintiff. You're supposed to pay.
Right, but anybody
you are a plaintiff. You're supposed to pay.
I call the question.
Okay, the question has been called. Can we take a vote on this? Can we move right to the vote?
The one move back yet?
I don't know. Wendell, are you here? No.
Okay.
Okay, so all those in favor.
Oh, go down the list like you did on everything else.
Right, you're right. I'm going to do that. Teresa Allen.
I am for the motion.
Okay, Marion Barry.
No.
Pete Branson.
I'm for the motion, yes.
Janice K. Bryant.
I'm for the motion.
James Ferguson.
I'm against the motion.
David Pertzig.
For.
Barney Goodman.
Against.
Dick Gregory.
Against.
Wendell Johns. Wendell's not on the call. Ray LaForest.
I'm for it.
Bert Lee.
No.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Cal Spooner.
Yes.
Jabari Zakia.
Yes.
And myself, Leslie, yes. So I think we have the same situation where it...
Fail. This isn't a situation. The motion failed.
No.
It goes to the judge.
Right. It goes to the judge.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We have the same situation as with the last motion.
So
that is the business before us.
Chair, I move that this meeting be adjourned.
Excuse me, Chair.
I move that it be adjourned.
Yes, and that does. I'm sorry. A motion to adjourn does take precedence. We can do it quick.
I urgently argue that there are two small housekeeping matters that must be attended to.
Adam, I move that the meeting be adjourned. Now, does that take precedence
yes,
or not?
Yes, we do.
Fine. Well, then let's vote on it.
That's exactly what I'm doing. So
we
I'm
have
gonna
a
get,
second.
I'm going to do a quick. Did it get a second? The motion to adjourn.
Yeah, second.
Okay.
Is that Mr. Berry?
Second.
Okay, so I'm going to do a quick roll call again on the motion to adjourn. Teresa Allen.
No.
Marion Barry.
Yes.
Pete Bramson.
No.
Janice K. Bryant. No. James Ferguson.
Yes.
David Furtick.
No.
Barney Goodman.
Yes.
Dick Gregory.
Yes.
Wendell Johns. Not on the call. Ray Horace.
Ray.
No. Mate. No. Bert Lee.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Cal Spooner.
No.
Jabari Zakiya?
No.
And myself, no. So I think that the motion to adjourn does not pass. Can we hear David's quick items?
Thank you. Two quick items. First of all, the motion with regards to Democracy Now! Did not contain a start date. And I would want to ensure that the start date would be as soon as possible. For example,
the judges rule, right?
December 31st.
David, the judge had to rule first.
I do not think that the once the judge rules that there is nonetheless a start date, that it be begin as soon as possible. That's all.
And I don't believe the judge. I don't think that
it's not going to hit the judge.
I don't think this one goes to the judge. I think we had a balanced majority on this.
Oh, you did? Okay, you're right.
Yeah, there is no start date. It needs to happen as soon as possible.
Yes.
Monday.
Yes. Monday. The motion was as soon as possible.
Okay.
Second thing.
And the second thing is, I have been contacted by KPFK station staff, and they claim vast financial mismanagement and disappearance of funds. I would move that the station staff be required to meet and cooperate with the local National Board of Rec, provide us with complete access information regarding the financial, organizational, and just the conditions at the station, and more, and as importantly, that all station managers be ordered to attend the meeting in New York. So in other words, they got to work with us, the National Board and the lab members, and that the station managers must be in New York. And I think that's very important in order for us to get the work started here.
If we don't have any information about what they're alleging, how can we make a motion on it?
Well, the point is this. Mr. Shutter's refused to communicate with me for very many months now, although I've sent many letters and inquiries to him. I need to be able to go to the station and talk to him and find out what's going on. If we wait until New York when they show up, well, that will be a matter of 2 weeks having gone by when things and developments may have occurred. Primarily, I want to make sure the station managers are ordered to attend New York. Secondarily, that the station staff be required to meet and cooperate with the local advisory board and the National Board of Reps. They're supposed to, but they have not done so. I merely wish for the board to affirm their obligation to do so.
Well, wouldn't it be better just to express our sense that they should, as opposed to ordering them?
No.
Because that sounds punitive.
No.
This is Jabari.
The motion that I move that the meeting be adjourned.
This is Jabari.
I move that the meeting be adjourned.
Bert, can I just ask you to please withdraw that so that we don't take time doing another roll call?
I'm sorry. No, you cannot. You can ask, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Second to it.
The motion to adjourn while a question is pending.
Excuse me?
The same maker of the prior motion to adjourn cannot make a subsequent motion to adjourn while a second question is pending.
Okay.
That's right.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, someone else made the motion. Someone else made the motion. I'm going to do a quick vote again.
There's a motion pending. There's a motion pending.
No, you can move to adjourn. No, you can move to adjourn.
Let's just take the vote.
Can I move to adjourn while motion?
Leslie, may I know who's making the motion, please?
Who made the motion to adjourn?
I did, James Ferguson.
Okay. Who seconded?
I'm sorry, who seconded?
I seconded.
Bertley?
Bertley.
Yes, that's
thank
correct.
You very much.
Okay, I'm going to do again. Go down the names. Teresa Allen?
No, I do not want to adjourn.
Marion Barry?
Yes.
Pete Branson?
No.
James Bryant?
No.
James Ferguson?
Yes.
David Furtig?
No.
Barney Goodman?
Yes.
Dick Gregory?
Yes.
Wendell Johns? Ray LaForest?
No.
Bertley?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Captain Spooner?
No.
Jabari Zakiya?
No.
And myself, no. So again, it was the motion to adjourn. David, could you just finish what you were saying?
So my motion is that all station managers attend the next in-person meeting of the National Board, prepare to report on the financial, organizational, and infrastructural conditions of their respective stations.
Okay, so second to that motion.
This is Pete. I'll second that.
Okay, are there any... discussion or question about that.
This is Bert Lee. I am told at least by one station manager who had a recent drive, they are unable to get...
Who is this station manager? This is Jabari.
Excuse me, let Bert
finish. I'm sorry, let Bert finish, please.
I am told by the station manager in New York that he had a local drive in October and that all of the financial information has been sent to National, but he has not been able to get any information back. And so how could they give us something that they haven't gotten back?
May I respond to this?
Yes,
Steve. That, in fact, the station managers would be prepared to tell us, singly or jointly, that they have been unable to perform their jobs.
Well, I just said it.
And that's, I understand that, but that's the, but the point is an in-person accounting of what is going on, and I think David's language is good. It not only supports fiscal issues, but infrastructure. We get a state of the health that we've not, the health of each individual unit that we have yet been able to get. So I support it.
Okay.
Wouldn't we, wouldn't we do that in if we got an audit? I mean, why are we relying on them if, in fact, if we got a financial audit, that would do the same thing. That would give us a better report.
Okay, I don't believe it's an either-or proposal here. I think that we would proceed with our audit and with our own investigation of the finances, and we're asking, I think if I'm understanding the motion correctly, David, that the motion is that the station managers be prepared to share with us at the full at the meeting in January as much information as they have, or report to us what they have tried to get and haven't been able to get.
Exactly.
David, what kind of financial information you need? Are you talking about a budget for last year, expenditures against revenues, or budget for this year?
Everything they have, the budgetary information.
Now, don't just be very specific, so when they come, we won't be disappointed.
Well,
you want the budget for the year 2001, the revenues and expenditure by line item?
This is Pete. May I speak to that?
Sure.
In most instances, the general managers in previous meetings have stood before the board and said, this is how my station's going. They go through a litany of operational issues, programming issues, how the drives are going, how the fiscal health is. Some instances, it's that the local tower isn't doing very well. What I understand the proposal to be is, give us the health of your station. It would involve all aspects of the healthiness of the station.
Or lack thereof.
And it's not a matter of saying, you know, neener, 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 we can't do our job. It's a matter of, let's tell the board, be honest with us. Tell us what is going on, and we can more effectively help you.
This is Bert Lee. Well, I then think we specifically need to state to them what we want them to bring to say before us when they come, to put that in writing and get that to them so that they would be prepared and have whatever information they were able to pull together, or to say they weren't able to pull that information together.
Okay.
I think they ought to be required to send that to us at least 2 days before the meeting so we can read what they have to
say. I'll be part of the board pack.
Okay. David, is that acceptable to you that they such
and
information would be available before the meeting?
And prepare reports to accompany the board package?
Yes.
At least 2 days prior to the national board meeting?
Yes. Now, do people want to just identify again, because several people have raised it, what specific items we're asking so there's no confusion, that things are clear about what we're asking them from the managers?
This is Jabari.
Yes, sir.
As treasurer, there's some specific information I want. I want all information used to compile and compute any tax forms for the last 3 years. I want the form, 9900s for the last 3 years. I want working budgets for every month for the last 3 years. I want the names of all the accounting firms, all the names of and the results of all audits done within the last 3 years. Those are just the start of what I want.
Okay, are there other specifics? Again, the request was that we be as clear as we can with the managers so they, you know, so nobody's confused and there are no surprises.
This is Bert Lee. I would like to, for each of the managers who has had drives within the last 3 years, to report on how much they raised on each of those drives, where those monies went, and how much of each of the drives that they had, how much of the money actually came in.
Excuse me, this is Janice. You're saying within the last 3 years we had a different manager here. You would like to report from that other manager?
I don't care who it's from.
Well, again, my understanding was we're asking the present managers if they can't provide this, then they should answer, you know, why they're unable to provide it. So
we'll give them less than 2 weeks. So I don't want to bury them and then.
You might not want to bury them, but if you want to ask for the information, I want all of that information.
Oh, sure, I agree with
you.
Yeah,
I think we should ask for it, but it would not be unreasonable if a station manager said, here's the information for the last year. I wasn't able to get it from the previous station manager, or the books aren't in the office, or whatever, just so we know exactly what's what.
Well, if we think that that's going to be the case, why are we then asking for it now? Why don't we give enough time in order for them to find that information?
I think the idea is to get as much information flowing and out in the open as possible, understanding that after that our meeting in January, there may be another round. There probably will have to be another round of seeking more information. Well, so let's get as much of it out front as possible.
Hey, Leslie? Yes. This is James Ferguson. There,
yes, James.
I know Joanne is sitting there. Joanne, you still online?
I certainly am.
Thank you, Joanne.
And I suspect some of this is going to end up falling back on her. Because she wasn't always executive director, So I get the impression what's going to probably end up happening is a lot of this is going to, you have the managers, in the mode of trying to get all this information together, and then they are going to turn and say to Joanne, do you have information for us? So it's going to be like a cycle, and I'm not sure it's a cycle that we're going to be able to get all the information for.
This is Carol.
Yes, Carol.
I think that to the extent that it's possible, we should get as much information at this upcoming meeting as people can provide. And if they run into undue hardships and it's not accessible, they can let us know that so that we'll know what areas we need to follow up on to get more information. But that we should get as much as we can. And not be unreasonable. And if people need more time to get more information to us, we'll be able to identify those areas.
I have a question. This is Janice. All these different things that Jabari asked for and what everybody is asking for, would this include how much Pacifica owes and to whom?
Well,
I was addressing station issues.
Yeah.
That would have to come from the national office, it seems to me.
That's a different issue.
That's what I was saying about Joanne. Right.
Right.
Everything Jabari asks for comes from the national office. There's no station.
That's what I'm saying.
Station operated by Pacifica that files their own 990, that would have their own tax information, that would have any information for audits. That comes out of Pacifica. It doesn't come from a station.
Right.
Now, they will have it in their public file, but why go to them if you're going to get five copies of the same thing?
I'll say this. I received a message yesterday from a programmer at KPFK, Mark Cooper, who indicated that, for example, the transmitter is running at 1/4 power because the new one sitting on the ground is not enough money to get it erected. And that something in the neighborhood of $1 million is, as he put it, either missing or, quote, pissed away, unquote. And, I think that there are some legitimate issues that need to be looked at station by station, independent of the inevitable report from the national office relative to the finances to the board in January.
Something's going on. Let me suggest that this, obviously, the whole financial stuff is going to be a major agenda item at the January meeting. Mm-hmm. We're really going to have to get our, sink our teeth into this and really understand what the overall picture is, but then also in as much detail as possible. And I think if I'm correct, what David is trying to steer us toward is to get as much detail ahead of time so we go into that discussion with some information, whether it comes from the station managers or from the national office. We need that information. Is that true, David? Is that what you're looking for?
We need to get a report of status. The station managers are telling us we don't know what's going on. Well, they should tell us. And thus, I think that we should get them to attend to prepare a report on the financial, organizational, and infrastructural conditions of their respective stations and prepare reports to accompany the board package at least 2 days prior to the meeting. I would leave it at that.
Okay.
I think specifics in this short time are unreasonable to burden them with, and I think that they will be in a position to provide us with information, and we can at that time assess whether that's enough and what else we need.
Okay, so is that clear then? Are there any other comments or questions?
No.
Because if not, can we move to a vote?
All the questions.
Okay. So
is there any way, what Mr. Ferguson was saying earlier about the listenership? I want to be sure that we can include the Arbitron ratings with this. This will bolster what we've been saying, I think.
David, is that okay with you to include the Arbitron ratings in this?
If the sense of the board that that's something that should be added to it, I would be willing to accept that. I really want to get this thing passed, however, and I've not heard any indication whether or not
I think the Arbitrons will be easier for her to get than the money.
Yeah. Can we?
And
can we
Arbitrons. It's interesting. I add that. Sure. It's a friendly amendment. I accept it.
So, can we move on? call the vote. Question. Can we vote? Can we just move right to the vote? I'd like to move right to the vote.
Yes, please.
Okay, Teresa Allen.
I'm for the motion.
Marion Barry.
Yes.
Pete Branson.
Yes.
Janice K. Bryant.
Yes.
James Ferguson. James? Hello?
Could you repeat?
David, could you restate the motion?
That all station managers extend the next in-person meeting of the National Board, prepare to report on the financial, organizational, and infrastructural conditions of their respective stations, as well as Arbitron ratings, and prepare a report to accompany the board package 2 days prior to the meeting.
Okay, James, can you vote now?
No.
You're voting no?
Yes.
Okay. David Furtick.
Yes.
Barney Goodman.
Yes.
Dick Gregory.
Yes.
Wendell Johns. Oh, I'm sorry, Wendell's not on the call. Ray LaFarge.
Yes.
Bert Lee.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Carol Spooner.
Yes.
Jabari Zakiya.
Yes.
And myself, yes. So I believe that carries 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses, and one no, and one abstention. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll buy the drinks to the first round of drinks.
I move for adjournment.
Okay. Is there any opposition to adjourning? So this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for hanging out.
Happy New Year.
Thank you all.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll
bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you.
Leslie?
Yes.
Can you give me a call? This is Teresa.
Yeah, can I call you a little later? I'm not at home now.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll call you a little later.
We do need to talk tonight.
I'll call everybody later.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm growing roots.
Thank you. I've got to go.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Teresa.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Is everybody gone? Is everybody off?
I'm very happy, except for that.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I'm going to...